When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, my dear friends, we notice in the second chapter of Matthew, his record is consistent. He watches quietly over the scene. You know, to take on this responsibility, I am in charge of this babe that was promised in the scriptures. I am in charge. See, we don't regard ourselves to be in charge of anything. That's not my cup of tea. I'll do what I want. You know, that's the kind of mindset which we are giving our children. Let him alone. Let him do what he wants. What rubbish. No, we don't apply the truth of God as Joseph did. Remember, the New Testament opens with these scriptures. Now, here was a quiet bystander making sure that everything was in order. There was no great reward for what he was doing. There was no status here. People are looking for status symbols, the car you drive, the shoes you wear, and so on and so forth. There's no mention of status symbols here. A manger. I wonder if one of us was born in a manger, if we would go around and say, "Hey, look, I was born in a manger, you know. Nobody wanted me. Nobody wanted to receive me. And so the best place that I could be born in was the manger." We wouldn't boast about such things. We wouldn't even talk about them. Now, here was a man who was not looking for status symbols. How different, how different. The New Testament begins with this person. You say, "Oh, I must have it this way." I once was with a Swiss engineer who had spent a whole night on a tree in a remote jungle area. And why was he up there? Because a furious elephant was after him, and the elephant would not quit. And so this poor man had to spend the whole night high up on a mighty tree. Just think of that. And he and I were having lunch together. I said, "Oh, you can eat with your fingers." And he said, "Oh, the original forks. These are the original forks which God made." And so he and his wife, they were just at home. There was a man who went into that pioneer region where nobody would want to work and began to labor there. And he took me up on a mountain and he said, "Down there, I labored." So, my friends, what I did was, I said, I'm Joshua. I'm not Moses. Joshua went down into the fight. So, that was how we were taking over a very difficult area, where we now have a clinic and a school and a church with people coming in who would never have heard the word of God otherwise. Now, action, it's not status, it's not praise, it's not acknowledgement, it is obedience. And so, we see again, being warned of God in a dream. What did he do? Second chapter of Matthew, 14th verse. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night. Well, was it just jumping into the SUV and throwing in sleeping bag or whatever, packing it to the roof? How did he do this? Here was a babe, and here was the mother, and by night he departed into Egypt. You know, a friend of mine who had gone across the Gaza Strip into Egypt, he said, the temperatures there are such high temperatures. You could fry your eggs on the hood of your car. And how did Joseph do that? Take the young child and its mother. Behold, the angel, 13th verse, appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. What? What provision did he have? A fast car? How was he going to save his family from extinction and from the command or from the anger of the king, King Herod? Flee! So did he dither? Did he debate? Did he say, what interest can Herod have about this babe of ours, or this babe given to my charge? What interest could he have? Oh, this must be some strange dream. We'll wait and see. You know, the wait and see attitude comes very normally to us. Wait and see. Let's wait and see. Why should we hurry and obey? Let's wait and see. Now, there was no waiting and seeing here. He took the young child, and by night he went away to Egypt. How did he traverse that dangerous area, even today? Dangerous. How did he manage all that? And so, once again, the angel comes to him, verse 20, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. Now, looking back on my own life, had I been an obedient person, humble? You see, obedience speaks of humility. A proud person doesn't want to obey. Who are you to tell me? I know better. You see, it takes humility. And there's good reason for all of us to be very humble. How little we know. And if we had a glimpse of eternity, suppose we were given a little excursion of just 10 seconds of eternity, what would we be like after that vision? Eternity. And so much depends on obedience. Eternity and obedience are so closely related. And when I look on my own performance or life, I was not an obedient person. I took my time to obey. My mother used to tell me, "Come on, implicit obedience, immediate and implicit obedience." That's what my mother tried to teach me. But I didn't, I was not that way. I was so foolish. If I had this kind of obedience that I see in the first and second chapters of Matthew, what my life could have produced, I cannot imagine. Whole thing is obedience. No talk, no dithering, no arguments. Just obedience. And what did he do? He came and fulfilled the words of the prophet, and he was called a Nazarene. Joseph was in line with the scriptures, and all his actions, whether he was conscious or unconscious, we do not know, but evidently he knew the scriptures and he walked according to the scriptures. What do we want to do with our lives at this Christmas time? Oh, may God have mercy on us. Let's pray. Oh, loving Father, when we look at your word, the truth of your word, the stability of your word, heaven and earth will pass away, but not a jot or tittle of this my word. Lord, take away that proud attitude. Give to us that humble attitude of obedience to your word. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178. Or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.